Hi there, it's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, another great guest in studio who was a dear friend and who was going to talk about another green Tucson treasure, at least it's headquartered here. But this one might be a hidden treasure to many of us, the Western National Parks Association. So Jim Cook, it is great to have you here, and I want to give you every second of time that we can. So tell us about the WNPA.
Thank you, Gina. It's great to be here. I appreciate it. So Western National Parks Association has been an 80-year-long partner of the National Park Service. We are an education partner, which means that we work with the national parks that we're affiliated with, which are 71 national parks in the West, in helping enhance the visitor's experience through our products, programs, and services. These national parks, of course, are all the crown jewels of America, and we help the visitor understand the significance of these great resources.
And the one thing is, we should tell people where the visitor center is, because it's beautiful. It's like worth having a half-day trip on a Saturday with your family to go out there.
Indeed. Thank you. So we're located in Oro Valley, near the Ventana Medical Systems. We have a program open every day, so we have a beautiful store. And every week we have free programs. We ask for people to sign up in advance just so that we know people are coming. But we have a wide variety of programs about the national parks or the themes of the national parks, whether it's a lecture on the archaeology at regional parks or other cultural or historic or natural features in all these natural parks.
And I've been out there, and sometimes it's SRO. I mean, there's lots of people that go and learn and grow and then want to go to whatever it is you're showing.
Indeed. So that's our headquarters. And so in addition to a fabulous store, which has actually just been redone, so it's even more magnificent, we have these free programs and special events as well throughout the year.
And you have a big warehouse where you're actually, when you talk about educational tools, you do fulfillment for all the Western national parks that need other books and they need more this and more caps and more shirts.
Indeed. So one of the ways that we fulfill our mission is through our bookstores. We operate 84 bookstores in 71 national parks. We also have, as you mentioned, our headquarters store in Tucson. We also have an outreach program in downtown Los Angeles, which is a partnership with the Park Service and U.S. Forest Service and the City of Los Angeles. One of the things that we're really focused on, Gina, is trying to get to people who don't even know about these national parks. And we want to make sure all Americans feel welcome in these special places. As a trend, based on surveys, you know, most visitors are older and white and come from that background. However, we need to make sure that people of all ethnic and all backgrounds feel welcome in those national parks and see how they fit into the story of those parks.
Where can people find out about you?
Well, if they go to the website, WNPA.org, you can learn all about us and you can sign up for events. The address and map and directions are all there.
Past episodes of this program can now be heard at KXCI.org on the Mrs. Green's World program page. And as always, I leave you with this final message. You can come visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com as well and be part of our global mission. Jim Cook, it's always delightful to spend even a little bit of time with you. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you, Gina. Great to be here.